You are a product of your own thoughts, your own brain, your spiritual heart is the primary source of your communication center, connecting you with your heavenly creator, God Almighty. The infinite power and intelligence in all of the heavens and the earth flows through the conduit of your own mind. That is to say, your own brain, directly from your creator, God. Prayer is most usually the communication medium used between man and God. Through regular prayer and mental connection with your Creator, any person is able to commune and fellowship with his own Maker and thereby and therefrom learn and come to know what God's will is for their own life. You see, until you come to know God's will for your own life, you will not be able to accomplish the great and lasting success in your life that God pre-planned for you to achieve. What really is your specific life's purpose? The more you use your own brain in a productive and creative way, the more successful you will become in and during your own life. The great English statesman, Sir Winston S. Churchill, once said, quote, "It is always a good thing to read books of quotations. Great quotations, when engraved upon the individual's memory, give him good thoughts," end quote. And to have good thoughts is very important because every truly committed person becomes that which he thinks about most often. The great sage and religious leader, Gautama Buddha, told us that, quote, "The mind of man is everything." He said, "We become what we think," end quote. Mr. Charles Edison, one-time governor of New Jersey and son of the great inventor Thomas Edison, told many stories about his father. He related that Thomas Edison thought that the human mind is man's greatest asset and would often say to his son, quote, "The primary function of the body is to carry the brain," end quote. The human brain, besides directing motor activity, is, of course, the instrument by which one remembers, considers, evaluates, and thinks. And it is through these wonders of the brain that one comes to know God, the creator of it all. William James, 1842 to 1910, the great American philosopher and psychologist, agreed with the ideas forwarded by Thomas Edison and also went further on to say, quote, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind," end quote. The supreme discovery in modern day science is that we can actually change our personal lives by the changing of our mental attitudes. Because of this great truth of life, anything that can contribute to a thought process that changes our basic mental attitudes is of great and lasting value. It is indeed the wise person who develops the habit of dropping choice, powerful, and positive thoughts into their own as well as others' consciousness on a regular basis, preferably a daily basis, and once dropping them, allows them to permeate their own as well as others' mental structure. Such an activity eventually results in developing a new or in changing an old thought pattern. Such changes will always affect virtually the totality of one's entire life. Fact. Change your thoughts and you will change your life. Whenever such powerful and positive new thoughts are deposited into your own mind, you will definitely notice that something grand, different, and good has just occurred. The brain will be jump-started and jolted as if by being hit by a bolt of lightning, and it will, I assure you, thoroughly affect your total thinking processes. Please listen carefully. Whenever a new powerful and positive thought is injected into your own thinking process, and you recognize it as such and accept the truth of it, then you need only to believe it and incorporate it as part of developing a new and positively changed thought process within your own mind. This totally new thought and the insight that it gives you will confirm within your own mind that you can indeed change your own attitudes of mind and therefore change your entire life. All received wisdom is not just in or from the past. What is exciting about learning, hearing, and working with quotations from great people, past and present, is that you will soon discover the validity of the old saying, quote, "There is nothing new under the sun," end quote. The really great speakers, writers, and conversationalists may come up with a new formulation of an ancient truth of life that is fascinating or even exciting to understand, but it is not necessarily something new. We may reasonably and realistically expect that the real truths of life used today will continue to be quoted 100 years from now. They may even be modernized to fit into the society and culture of this and future centuries throughout the world. Whenever you encounter such a great quotation from a proven source, read or listen to it carefully. Mull it over, ponder what it is really saying, and let it germinate within your own consciousness, within the confines of your own mind. You may even want to write it down in your own handwriting. In so doing, who knows? You just may start something great and glorious and most beneficial to yourself and to other people today and on into the future. Whenever such a great and most meaningful quotation is allowed to be engraved upon a person's memory, as Sir Winston Churchill said, it will indeed, quote, "give you some very good thoughts," end quote. Remember, whenever you change your own thoughts through a progressive chain of events and circumstances, you will automatically begin changing the results you are creating with your energies and efforts. Let the sparks of new ideas and thoughts begin igniting and shooting through your brain. Channel them into some sort of an honest and legal business vehicle, and you will be well on your way to great and glorious blessings for you and your loved ones in the days and years ahead. I close this discussion with perhaps one of the most used and loved great quotations ever given to the human race. Who exactly coined this phrase remains unknown, but the power of it continues on through every generation. Quote, "May God richly bless you," end quote. Leaders gotta lead.